The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, folks, welcome. Nice to see your names in the chat. I'm Matthew, your substitute teacher. It's not a plum gig subbing for Gil Fronsdahl, but I'm happy to be here. Despite that fact, they're starting a month-long retreat, started last night. So they just woke up. The breakfast bell just rang at IRC, and they're having oatmeal and scared about the silence, but excited, and it's probably already very quiet there, even though it's the first day. A lot of experienced meditators there at IRC, and just kind of, feeling inspired by all that silence. And we have our own kind of silence here, embedded in our lives, but maybe supported by the image of 40 odd people in the Santa Cruz Scotts Valley Hills, and so we practice with them this morning. So, please find your posture. I'll guide us. Just relaxing whatever can be relaxed. If clinging always involves some measure of tension, then the Dharma is just a kind of increasingly refined path of self-soothing and relaxation. The relaxation is not some superficial aspect of putting our bodies at ease, but is at the heart of the path. How much might be relaxed, including your mind. The value of long retreat, months retreat, is you can't quite see the end. So there's a sense you must surrender. And we can do that here together. Not looking to the end of this meditation, but just practicing as if it will never end. And just giving ourselves over to the moment, to sensations of your breathing. Just putting all of your hope into this moment. Is there a way of making wise effort that doesn't involve tension? Part of this involves the realization that so much goodness is already here and doesn't depend on you or your effort. We just let our breathing soothe whatever needs to be soothed and enliven whatever is numb. come into a deeper sense of embodiment, being here, being open to the Dharma. If we think we know the moment, we don't know the moment. Meaning if we this moment is freighted with all the ideas we have about what it is, we're not deeply knowing what's here. Because what's here is always a tiny bit surprising. Even if it's the millionth breath we followed. At some level, thinking is merely coping. Coping with the intensity and uncertainty that is human life. We don't begrudge ourselves for feeling the need to cope, to strategize and simulate possibilities, plan contingencies, keep our eyes on the landscape of threat and opportunity. But maybe just for this breath, it's safe enough to let go into the bottomlessness of the present moment. In the last couple of minutes, just noticing any sense of ease or clarity, freshness, aliveness, love. We don't have to manufacture any of this. We just offer ourselves up to the moment, to the Dharma, let the path unfold. Thank you.